News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for our weekly update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Nelson Prince on hand. We're going to kind of pick up where we left off at the end of last week. We started talking a little bit about the end of April, marking the official end of the community campaign. We'll visit a little bit more about that and get into the weeds a little bit today.
Sure, yeah. So our community campaign kicks off in September, officially kicks off in September every year, and then we wrap it right around here, or about the end of the April, middle of May, and that's so that we can identify how much we have available in order to make those grants to nonprofit organizations. And so that's kind of where I'll start a little bit about, like, why is campaign even important, and what's different, you know, about what we do. So at United Way, you know, we talk about fighting for the education, financial stability, and health of every person in our community. And that's just, that's a really great statement that brings everybody around the same cause. But how we go about doing that is through our grants to our nonprofit partners. And so we have 18 nonprofit partners right now. They go through an application process every 2 years. So those partners can change and sometimes do change.
Many of whom you've heard over the last
absolutely
several months.
I bring them along anytime I can, because they really do tell that, really tell that impact story of how they're making a difference in our community. So primarily campaign funds that, but it also does help fund some programs that we run ourselves. And these are some unique programs addressing specific issues such as 211 Texas, Youth Leadership Cabinet, our Financial Stability Innovation Fund, our Baby Bundles program that I've talked a little bit about. Those funds go to that as well. So it's critical because it not only just supports the work United Way are doing ourselves, but the work that we're doing across partners across this community. That's what's unique about United Way, is that we build a network on the giving side, or on the kind of investment side. When, what we do with the funds that are raised, it's a network of nonprofits. We're committed to fighting for the same issues. We might all fight a little bit differently. Each program is doing tackling it from a different angle. We're trying to kind of eradicate those issues. We're trying to address education that children are reading on level when they need to, or graduating from high school, or moving into the workforce. Families are able to move out of poverty into a more stable situation. Families have access to healthcare. Individuals have access to healthcare with or without insurance. So we really we're fighting on those issues all together. And that's the cool thing about United Way.
And with the direction that you get from your board being volunteers from throughout the service area, then you all come up with the magic numbers, and on and away you go.
Yeah. So it's all volunteer led. So we are not a part of a larger United Way somewhere else. We're not a branch or a district office or anything like that. We're a completely standalone organization with a local board of volunteers, our local volunteer board of directors that are governing us, as well as in those applications for the agencies to become partners, we utilize volunteers for that as well. And a lot of times those are volunteers that have worked in the companies where we've raised the money. And so that's the cool side on the network side of our fundraising, is that we work with companies across the region. This is what community campaign is, or sometimes you'll hear it said workplace campaign. It's about individuals being able to give, but we do that through a unique way, which is through the workplace. So primarily employees are given the opportunity to give, and that's something that you don't necessarily get the opportunity to do a whole lot, is to give through your workplace to an issue that you believe in. We are able to partner with the corporations, and the corporations partner with their employees. I think it also gives a huge impact for our corporations, because it allows them to further their social responsibility, their corporate social responsibility, by doing it with their employees. A lot of companies do a match to their employee giving, so it really maximizes that gift. And then it allows them to support their employees in a way that they're passionate as well.
Particularly when you're talking about corporations that may be statewide, of which Texas is geographically a large state, but the corporations could be nationally based, could be worldwide based, so that gives the opportunity to participate in local activities where their local branches would happen.
Absolutely. So we have companies that are here and only here, that are local companies, locally owned, local employees, but then we also have companies that we call our global corporate leaders, and those are companies that are all over the nation, all over the world, that have partnered with United Way at a corporate level, and provide support as well, and allow their employees the opportunity. So if you work for one of those companies that's a large company, and you're like, yeah, I wonder if we have something, check in with your HR department, or if you've got a corporate social responsibility person, check in with them and find out if there's a way that you can give through a campaign or get something more active going here.
So we've talked 5 minutes to build up to,
sure,
to this.
Yeah. So where we are right now is that, our campaign is almost over. So we also run our state employee charitable campaign. So I want to touch on that just for a second, because people get confused on the numbers. So our state employee charitable campaign is for employees of state agencies. Texas A&M and A&M System are two of the largest ones in our region. Their campaign wrapped up in October, and that one wrapped up at $570,000. They had a great year. They finished $30,000 over where they finished last year. So then that's combined with our community, our local community campaign. And currently we're at $580,000 for our local community campaign, but our goal is $700,000. So we're a little bit short right now. And so this is kind of our last ditch. Please support, because you're not just supporting United Way. You're supporting all of these organizations in the community. You're helping fight for education, financial stability, and health of every person in the Brazos Valley. And so that's really the critical time. This is it. This is kind of your last chance to get involved in this year's campaign.
A little asterisk in the respect. People do the math, and there's a $120,000 difference, and there's still some of those corporate gifts that have not come in yet. So the gap is not necessarily 120.
No, we're hoping it's not 120. That's for sure. We still have a lot of those companies that haven't reported yet. I think it's about 15 or 20 companies that haven't reported yet, that we're still waiting on those. Primarily, those are not local companies. Most of our local companies have provided their reports, but if HR managers, if you're sitting there and you've got a United Way envelope sitting on your desk and you haven't reported, we won't be able to count it. We won't be able to have that as part of our total if it doesn't get to our office. So please give us a call and we'll be happy to swing by and pick that up. But yes, we still have a couple. We also had some companies that had some tougher years this year, especially those involved in the oil and gas industry. And so that's kind of created this hole in our campaign that we're not sure if we're going to quite reach our $700,000 goal. Which what that turns into is how do we have to preserve our partners as much as possible? How do we prepare them, but also how do we walk with them through this to not have to do funding cuts or to pull back or anything like that? So it's just a matter of a balance. The best thing in the world is for our campaign to continue to grow so that we have the ability to give out more and more money, which is what our goal is. But we have to also weather those economic changes as well. And so we're kind of working through that. But that's kind of the importance of this conversation today is the time to give. If you would like to give, feel free to do that. If you don't work for a workplace that has a workplace campaign, that's okay. You can still give as an individual, and you can give it almost like a workplace campaign, because the cool thing about workplaces, it's through your payroll deduction. You can do it on our website, and you can set up a reoccurring gift. So if you get paid every other month or once a month, you can set it up to take that out once a month. And it's almost as if you're having a workplace campaign. It just comes directly to United Way, not through your workplace. So that you can do that at uwbv.org/donate, or you can also call our office. You can text it in stronger. The word is Stronger United to 41444, and that will also give you the link to the online giving as well. So you can kind of give in any way that you want to. Cash and check is always still accepted. You can stop by our office to do that or mail it into our office as well.
And everything else that you want to know about United Way of the Brazos Valley, as Allison mentioned, uwbv.org will have all that information.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Our update this week from United Way of the Brazos Valley, President Allison Prince with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.